राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद
राधे राधे गोविंद. So we continue with verse 15 in Shri Vilapa Kusumanjali. O blooming lotus-eyed girl, Radhe, when my eyes directly saw your pond, Radhakum, which is filled with sweet water, and lotus flowers surrounded by blissfully humming bees, then I really got the desire to taste the nectar of your service. The water that fills Radhakund and Shamakund. Sweet and filled with many colorful lotus flowers. Is not actually water. It is the splendid, spiritual, erotic flavor of Radha and Madhava's pastimes.
Radha to Madhava no amai koko ni michita mono de aru.
These things can only be seen with spiritual eyes that are anointed with the salve of love. Materialistic people cannot see it as it is. In antar das, internal consciousness, we practice lila maya bhakti, which is devotion that is filled with the transcendental pastimes.
So yesterday in the morning we said a little bit about this words of Baba, and now we can a little bit repeat, so it's some kind of introduction for the next part of commentary. And we can see that to see Radhakunda as it is, not with materialistic eyes, requires mercy. And we should see Radhakunda with spiritual eyes. But because we cannot see still, some of us, like me, cannot see the real form of Radhakunda. Acharyas are trying to open our eyes through their words. And they're explaining what's really going on there, so that we can use this practice of antara seva lilamaya, inner meditation on lila, according to their words. We don't see, but because they see, they are revealing it and giving us chance to practice by absorption in their seeing. So this is the process of Raghava. Absorption in their seeing. Otherwise, what do we know about Radhakunda if they don't describe us? We will just come on the lake of Radhakunda, streets, different gates, and see what we can see. But behind this is actually completely another level, another Radhakunda, another lake, lake full of love, pure love. And all pastimes which are going there in that Sara lake, full of love, are giving pleasure to Krishna, but also giving a pleasure to Radhika to give him a pleasure. So many pastimes are described in Radhakunda. And because we are very fortunate souls, we can listen what's really going on in Radhakunda. And through the words of Acharyas, we can slowly understand and slowly accept that this lake is the source of all love, which is not different from Srimati Radharani, who is the source of love. Mm. How is it possible? That lake is the source of love, like the same thing, like the same person, Radhika, who is the source of love. Whatever comes in the contact with Srimati Radharani becomes
Mahabharata.
It's not a liquid, it's not ordinary water. It's liquid the Madanakya Mahabharata. Actually, the most, the pinnacle
actually,
of Mahabharata. Pure, pure, pure love. So for that, we need transcendental vision. We need spiritual eyes. We need spiritual mind also, spiritual intelligence, and spiritual senses to feel it, so that we can enter in Radhakunda, even in this body. When I say even in this body, I don't think in this moment that entering Radhakunda is only bathing in Radhakunda. Now we have opportunity to listen and drinking with our ears
to
bathe. So this kind of vision we require the most. Because this kind of vision we will brought in Croatia, in Japan, in Germany, in Norway, everywhere. This kind of vision is not limited. Like Sunitiji said yesterday, Radhakunda is not a geographical point, place, and you can find it on the Google. Now the best Google is in our heart. Google cannot find what is deeply carved, impressed in our heart. So these beautiful words we should appreciate, because acharyas are opening their heart, and through their heart they are opening their vision. And when we are connected with them, transcendental vision is flowing slowly by the mercy of acharyas, by the mercy of Radharani, by the mercy of Radhakunda, are flowing and infusing our hearts. Suniti yesterday was talking how this infusion is going on by reading the infusion is most important thing if we really want to survive. We are not so much in healthy position because we are conditioned by our material nature. We need spiritual infusion. And for that spiritual infusion, we need the proper doctor, guru, and we also need the proper nurseries who knows what they are doing. Devotees who are in the same mood, like one, and they are helping us. Because when we receive the infusion doesn't go immediately. we should wait a little bit. That infusion spreads all around our body.
In all veins,
all cells of our body. So for that,
we pass it with time
and patience. But we have to have a faith, shraddha, in the doctor and the nurses,
and
in the infusion also. Because the infusion is prime. This is the best medicine for each soul. And only prema can give happiness to the soul. We need that. Otherwise, it's very difficult to serve without any motive. We should be happy, jolly, when we are serving. And for this happiness, we need kripa. Not for ourselves, but to give the pleasure. And meditation of Radha Kunda, with this sara, essence of love, is also something what Krishna is requiring. He depends on that lake, because he always wants to bathe in the sara or rasa. Because sara changes syllables, sara brings to rasa. And the more rasa is filled, sara is more intense. So it's going like this. And Guruji many times is explaining how this sara, this lake of Radha Kunda is always flowing in Shama, not opposite. So different devotees like different lakes. Sama likes very much Shama because he is very attached to Krishna. Some devotees, they are bathing in the both lakes. But whoever comes in Vrindavan, he wants to visit, to bath in Radha Kunda. And everyone is saying, did you bath in Radha Kunda? No one is asking, did you bath in Shyama Kunda? It's a so natural question. Have you visited Radha Kunda? Yes, yes, of course. No, I'm sorry, this year I couldn't. And no one is remembering even about Shyama Kunda. Why? Because it's so easy to remember the love. That's the reason why everyone is talking about Radha Kunda, which is not different from Radhika. So it means that the soul, each soul, requires this pure love to be infused in all his spiritual. And using this body, materialistic body, we can practice antara seva, inner seva, inner seva. With spiritual body, spiritual mind, spiritual energies, and practice how to always be absorbed in lila, in different pastimes which are coming from. So I just shortly make some summarizing from yesterday so that we can continue later on. Yes, please.
So you are saying that Radha Kund is the source of all universe and source of also Krishna's pleasure. So, source of is the most important place in the universe, we can say, And also that this infusion, this vision of who can see really Radha Kunda is giving the vision to us. How it's happened? Is it that by hearing we develop also the spiritual intelligence. Our intelligence becomes spiritual intelligence, spiritual vision. This is some mystic process, so it's very interesting how it happens. It's come to me also one verse, Paramam Vishnu Param. This is one of the verses who describe that the saintly person, they are eyes. So in the same way that there is the sun, it's coming in the morning. But without sun, even if we have the eyes, they are blind. We cannot see anything in the dark. So in the same way, by their eyes, we can see the spiritual world. Saintly persons are our eyes. And in the moment when we are reading, this is for me very mystical. It is everything is mystical. How is possible that it happened? But it is nice to see that it happened.
Yes. How it's happening? Through the listening. So the listening is the most important thing, even more than reading. If we just read the books, we cannot go deeply in the words of acharyas. Always some doubts will appear. Why is he talking like this? What's happened? I don't understand this sentence. Why he used this word and that word? Always mind will be very active. But if we are open, with open heart, we are listening, rasik devotees, then we can understand what is written here. And sometimes it's written actually that the book is not enough. We need living association. A living association with rasik devotees to bring us to this position that we can listen his words. And through his words, this is not ordinary sound, like my sound, my words. This is not ordinary sound. This sound is going through his heart, and this is infusion in our heart. The sound is infusion if we are open with full heart to properly listen. Not in one ear and just go out in the other. Just in one, both ears, drinking with the both ears, and allowing that this word, sweet kata, we say it, or sweet words, come in our heart. Then it's properly said. Properly said. From the proper source. But if we don't know how to listen, if we don't have a taste for this subject, then listening is superficial. And it's very, it doesn't make any Sukritis impressions in our heart. So to properly receive the mercy, Kripa, we need to open our ears and heart to properly listen. And this Shravana is the first. Yesterday was reading about Prema Bhakti Chandrika. So this listening is the first process in practice also. To start devotion, to continue devotion, and then devotee reach the perfection. He is more eager to listen. This is the mystery. Again, I want to listen the same thing. But never is the same. Because I'm drinking, and with this desire, I can go deep in the words and syllables. Not only the words, in the syllables of acharyas. Because then I understand this is powerful mantra. And there is no difference between Maha Mantra, Diksha Mantras, and all mantras. I understand this is the powerful mantra which is infusing my well-being. my soul.
By nourishing, all life become mantra.
Oh, there is no difference between lila and mantra. Because what is the use of mantra if we are not meditating on the lila? And when we are meditating on the pastimes which are going on, the mantra becomes sweeter. Because I start to understand each syllable of mantra, what does it mean? So, for that, and this is infusion, and for that, we need time. That this infusion completely spread all around, spiritualize our existence. So, listening is the door and key for everything. Without listening, what will I think? If I don't listen to pastimes of life, what will I think? But if I listen, I like it, and then I remember. Just in normal life. I listen about your life, that you lived so long in India, then I think about that. Wow. She was a photographer. She's making photography. She was living in India. So I'm thinking about you and your life. And what is your life? It's a pastime. Your pastime. It's very simple. It's really very, very simple when we put in on the ground. Not so, everyone is thinking it's so high. No, it's on the ground, and from the ground you go. No, I'm not talking about that. Because this is the normal thing.
Just two kind of thinking is coming to me when I listen in the association of devotees like this. One is that why I cannot bring to everyone, why everyone cannot feel this sweet sentiment, this sweet juice. But it is the real things that we are feeling that now. And another is also just to go deep inside and to understand more. And there is always some kind of little fighting between these things. But in the end, I understand that I must go deeper and forget everything to be able also to sound.
Because this kind, why I cannot always go deep, why I cannot be absorbed always, because I have different desires. Answer is very simple. And I don't have enough thirst. So we need to listen with the thirst, with the greed. And we need association of those who already have a thirst. Then I can see, all these beautiful persons, they have a greed. I don't have so much greed. I have to be closer with them. Because they will infuse me with their greed. And for that also we need the time. And listening is the most effective and most important process for that. Not seeing. First listening. And through the ears we can see that. You see now, we are listening the words of Raghunath, of Tulasi. We are listening. And immediately on the screen of our eye, the mind, or spiritual eyes, all these beautiful scenes appear spontaneously. We don't have to make endeavor. Endeavor is just to sit here. And not to sleep. This is only endeavor.
I feel also the importance of receptive movement. Because listening is receiving feelings. And many times it's not possible to receive because the mind is very for example, I observed Gurudev the other day where one disciple came and had many emotional, you know, internal churnings and asked a question because there was a doubt. And then, because there was a doubt, also that devotee, whenever Gurudev started to talk, that devotee could not even listen what he would have to say. Because they would interrupt and they say, but. So we know that also from ourselves, when we have some intense feelings and we want to help, you know, we want help, but at the same time it's possible to receive. It's like the mind is super active and always cannot listen and says, but. It has its own agenda. But I observed Gurudev, how he is with this situation. He was like, now you listen. No, but listen. And then he was always, when the doubts come back, he was doing like this, you know, with his hand. And then finally, it was like screaming the mind away, you know? Like when you have a trust, really, and there comes a picture. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. And Guru was doing like that. And then at the same time, continue speaking. It was kind of very interesting for me to watch. And I thought, yes, that is the way to infuse, this person got an infusion. And what Gurudev wanted to give was not information. This was not, you are wrong, I am right. In the end, they both cried. Because what Gurudev was giving was feelings of love that would uplift the feelings of that person who was coming with a broken heart or broken mind. And that was the infusion. And in the end, both cried. It took some time. And then again, but. No, but. Listen. And then so I could really see at that moment how infusion works. And it works in such a way that I am willing to receive with an open heart the feelings of that person or those, like you said so nicely, who are having and living in the feelings, whereas I am living in the mind. And the mind is always so chanchala, so flickering. And the always, you know, mind wants to be right. Mind wants to judge. No, always this is good, this is bad. And then, okay, this is bad. And everything is bad. And then we become completely, you know, hopeless and feelingless also. Because the mind has the monkey mind. That's why Buddha, why he is so eager with this poem. Huh? Because it's applying to me, every day, I have to observe why it is so that the mind is like a monkey. It is the same thing when I want to take in the fusion. I have to lie down or sit peacefully, and I have to hold this hand. I have to surrender. They, you know, the doctor or so want to help me because I need it. And I always go like this. And then I say, but I don't receive. And the doctor says, hey, would you please hold out your hand and wait 10 minutes quietly. But I am like, I want the infusion, but at the same time, I'm withdrawing my hand all the time. Because I am confused. And that, I think, is the... That is why Gurudev also was saying that this poem queen about the jumping mind, so valuable to receive and to live in the presence and to live in the feelings of positivity and all of this, and that will make me able to receive. And the infusion will be working. So this is the process, and it works. Also, if we are, you know, very eager, it works. For me, it works also in the Zoom, because I can receive from other devotees their feelings, their faith, and their, you know, enthusiasm. So that is the, for me, that is the miracle of listening in a receiving mood. And that is to observe also within myself. How much am I able to receive? How much is it peaceful? And oftentimes, listening has not the power, because the mind is constantly judging or giving all commentary. But that is also not so advisable. And that's why Gurudev loves this poem so much, where he says, "I am the boss now. Not the monkey mind. I am the soul. I want to receive. I want to be in the presence." That is something what Gurudev always calls our daily homework. How to do that? To observe my own thoughts and to become detached from the monkey mind and giving it its proper place and receive the higher vibrations from those, my brothers and sisters, my guru, who are obviously inspiring me by their feelings, sharing their feelings. Then I feel that the pond of my heart becomes soft and receiving.
I just want to say, actually, in this poem, there is also one expression: I don't want your antiques. Antiques. I don't want to collect all stuffs. I don't want to collect the stuffs, things from the past, because I want to live in the present. And we can see that so much energy we are spending for thinking about the past and talking about the past. Even devotees, so much energy we are talking how it was 30 years ago. Who cares about that? What will change my life? And we are able to speak 2 hours, 3 hours. Do you remember this? Do you know this? Have you been there? And present is just flowing behind us or in front of us. So why I'm talking this? Because this is also our lila. Everyone is attached to the lila. Should we be attached with the bodily lila or with the spiritual lila? Because we all, mind always has to be in sunny lila.
Well, the mind wants.
Because he is a monkey. Do you remember how we met 25 years ago? Do you know this person, that, you know, he is our own friend? And we are talking and talking and talking, remembering what? Lila, practically, but materialistically. And we are spending so much energy, time. And can you imagine that these 2 hours of speaking about past, we were thinking about real Lila? And this is absorption. Yeah. If we don't want to think on spiritual lila, we will think on our lila. Because mind has to be absorbed in Lila.
Mind wants to be absorbed.
Yeah, he wants. This is his nature.
It must be different.
Yeah, but we should be aware of it and always consciously see, and then we are coming to one very important point, controlling the tongue. Then, controlling the tongue. Why should I speak about the past? Why should I speak about all these people which are even not alive anymore? Materialistic persons are doing the same thing. You remember how it was in our primary school? Who cares? This is not the same person at all. But the mind is working like this. Because he is not filled up with reality. So we should observe our mind, our tongue, to control them. Vacho vegam, manasa vegam, jiva vegam. Vacho vegam, what I'm talking, what I'm thinking, manasa, and what is on my tongue, and what I'm eating, but actually what I'm speaking. Because this tongue always wants to be very active. And he cannot be active in Lilakata, but he should be active in Karmikata, materialistic. This is the point. This is our choice.
Yeah, the other day you said we have a choice where we want to pour our energy.
Yes, look at how much energy I am spending to speak about my pastime devotional time. It's not important later, but the devotional time. When I have been, when I did that and you did that. What is the use of this? We are not living in the past. We in the present. We are living still in the past. So in that way we are collecting in our mind and heart antiques. Which are stinking.
Dusty.
Dusty. And then we are polishing this. To look so nice.
It's crazy.
Please continue commenting. Let me listen to some nice words.
Materialistic people cannot see it as it is. In Antardas, internal consciousness, we practice Lilamaya Bhakti. Devotion that is filled with transcendental pastimes. The syllables Ra-Sa stand for the sweet, splendid love. Of the divine couple Radha and Krishna. And when these syllables are reversed, we get the word Sara, or lake. This secret makes devotees very happy. Therefore, the devotees reveal that Sara, lake, by bathing in that rasa, and by Krishna's grace, they become blessed. By attaining a love for Krishna that is equal to that of Sri Radha's.
It's not easy to understand.
This word.
There are codes for our intelligence. So, Baba is explaining here this rasa in Sara, and by Krishna's grace, person attains
what he said. A person attains a love for Krishna that is equal to that of Sri Radha's.
Yeah, by Krishna's mercy. Also, person attains his love. He wants to bring the soul to his love.
Her love.
His love. Not her love. Oh, okay. His love. Oh. And who is that? Who is his love? So he is drowning, he is diving in this Sara. And he is receiving the love, all love of lake of love, the source of love. And when he sees that the devotee is eager to attain his love, to really understand him, it means, to really understand Krishna, it means that we know what he likes, whom he likes. Then he is giving mercy and saying, okay, approach to my love, to my love. So this is the circle which we are going. In the beginning, we are known only for Supreme Personality of God. And then we accept, okay, his name, most beautiful, most sweet name and form is a Krishna. Then devotees say, okay, we should please Krishna. This is devotional service. Please Krishna. Okay, but how to please him? If I don't know what he wants. And what can I offer to Krishna if he has everything? Nothing. Only if I know his heart, I can please him. Then he is very openly is saying his confidential thoughts and feelings. My heart is always hankering and thirsty to be with Radharani, to bathe in this lake of love, in this sun. This is my desire. Do you want to please me? Yes, I want to please. Then approach to my love. It's so logical. It's not Shastric Sanskrit arguments, logic, philosophy. If you want to please me, please approach to that person to whom I am striving. I am longing for my beloved, my love. And devotee who is an unfortunate, who has really good fortune, he said, okay, by your mercy, I want to become maid servant of your love. And then I don't want to change my position. I want to be fixed like a shadow of your love. Bus. For me, searching is fish. I want to be this small, little, young girl which is always like a shadow following your love. And I will be infused by her love. How? Because her maidservants, my Guru Manjari, will infuse me with that love. So simple. It doesn't require any speculation. Krishna, with his own words, is saying, I am always longing for my love. I always longing to be in the association of my love. And then I am completely situated. Because my love, my radhika, can fulfill all my desires. And I, she inspires me that I reciprocate to her. Because when Radhika inspires Krishna, it's not like other gopis and sakis. They're inspiring him to enjoy. And he is giving some reciprocation. But when he is with Radhika, his desire to reciprocate to her is increasing, 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 unlimited. So she is giving, he is taking, but also he wants to give to her. And Manjari is like a shadow, are witnessing this. And there is no more joy for maid servants that to see these two lovers completely mad out of love to each other. Prabhupada is saying this is natural position to be with Srimati Radhika, who is always giving the pleasure, always giving. Gopali always giving the pleasure, and Gopal is always trying to satisfy her, even if they are kids. They want always to be together, isn't it? Because they exchange love. Small Gopal is Sara. She wants according to her age, according to her age, yes, to satisfy the desires of Gopal. And they are they cannot separate. So this is my dear good brother, and he knows what I'm talking
about.
When you speak, Maya, I spent the last 2 weeks observing my Baya Gopal and his children. This child innocence, only wanting to be with father and also mother. But not caring about anything else. I just want to be with you. We spoke the other day. I think it was Mahabhava. Mahabhava. That said, the one thing that impresses her most about Hanuman is his childlike innocence. He doesn't do something to show off. He's doing something totally innocent, and he wants to please his Ram. Just like Chaitanya and Radhika and Govinda, all they want to do is please my Baya Gopal and my sister, my Didi Mira. And that's the only thing that's in their head. And again, if we can take this childlike attitude with our Ishtadev, what can go wrong? We can only get closer and closer to Ishtadev. We have all experienced doing something for Gurudev, and we're thinking, oh, it's minimal, that's so little. But Gurudev is having so much pleasure in this. And maybe some other people, for example, when a child is making a drawing, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old child is making a drawing, making some colors for the parent. With this childlike innocence,
this drawing is absolutely gorgeous. The father is so pleased. So pleased about receiving this gift. And maybe someone else who doesn't know this relationship, they're looking at it. Come on, it's not that nice. Come on, it's just scribbling on the paper. But the father understands how much love is invested in this picture. Or in this just, 2 days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, I'm not sure, I lose time here. Your son Chaitanya came out of nowhere and gave me this such a loving hug. I almost cried. It was so wonderful. I was not expecting it. But this is the love. This is the childlike love, I think. Yeah, I see my Hanumanji also for his Ram. I see your kids. I see all of you also pleasing Gurudev in so many nice ways. Even just a little tiny nice way, just minimal. And Gurudev is showing so much appreciation. This is the chief navigator. He knows that this love is what it's all about. Anyway, Jai Shri Ram.
When Krishna becomes eager to see
Radha,
and all of his endeavors fail, he takes shelter of
Radha-kunda.
At that moment, he gets the audience of Radha on the strength of the kunda.
He's taking the shelter of love. If he cannot see the Radhika, embrace Radhika immediately and very submissively, he's taking the shelter of love. This love will only be my protection and my survival. And because he's so eager to take a shelter of love, because he has a faith in his love, desire for his love, Radhika appears. So Krishna is teaching us to take the shelter of pure love. When we are talking about love, we are always talking about pure love. But if we don't have a faith in love, then it's a problem. We want to take a shelter of money, house, good job. This is okay, but this is not the shelter. Real shelter for the soul is to take real shelter under the umbrella protection of pure love. And Krishna, by his own example, is taking shelter of his love. And he is coming in Radha-kunda to intensify his meditation on Srimati Radhika. And Radha-kunda, because it's embodiment of Mahabharata, liquid form, he immediately remembers all their pastimes, vilas, in Radha-kunda. And it helps him to soothe the heart. I'm sitting here on the bank of Radha Kunda, and immediately all pastimes are appearing in front of me. And when all pastimes which I remember appear in my mind and heart, because there is no difference between mind and heart, spirits of mind and heart, his longing for Radharani becomes more intense. And because of his
more intense longing, Nadika can feel it. And she cannot resist them to appear him. To take the shelter of love, we cannot use the same comparison with our experiences in material life. No, because we have so many, what to say, disappointments in love. And we cannot compare it. The soul needs to be under the protection of love. Otherwise, we'll never be satisfied. Because the love is only natural thing, feeling, protection, shelter, food. Love is really food for the soul. Nourishing the soul. Giving more life in the soul. Otherwise we will be in the void. Why? It's so boring to be in the void. Emptiness. Impersonal. And then suffering starts. But if we really take the shelter of Srimati Radhika and her love, and the love of her maid circles, so we should accept it. Accept that umbrella. This chapter. And how it starts to take the shelter? Taking the shelter under the umbrella of Gurudeva. Then, under his umbrella, he will brought us to Srimati, to the final ultimate goal. Never leave the umbrella and position under umbrella, the shelter of umbrella of Guru and Guru Manjari, who will brought us to the ultimate final goal under the umbrella. Because Gurudev's umbrella is the Radhika's umbrella. It's not his own. I invented my umbrella. No, Radhika gave him umbrella. And he is giving us that umbrella to go under this umbrella, to take the shelter. What is umbrella? Protection from everything else what is not pure. Protection for everything else what is not pure. The rain umbrella is, we are using umbrella to protect ourselves usually from the rain. Is it?
Or
the sun, yeah, heat. But under this protection of pure love, under this umbrella of pure love, is such a huge rain of mercy, of love. So I under the umbrella of pure love, and then waterfall, rain, huge rain is falling on myself, and then I'm completely protected. And sometimes when we feel that rain of kripa, we run away. No, I want to be dry. Wow, such a beautiful decision. We'll come back under this umbrella.
Can love be calculated?
Never. Never. This is materialistic way of love, loving. Love has to be haituki, without any cause, without any reason, selfless
This is the pure love. And only this kind of love can bring satisfaction to the soul. Yayatma supersede. Give all happiness, all satisfaction to my Atma. How? By taking shelter of love and also taking shelter of serving the love. Active role.
Arirad, what came to me is this picture of a mom, a duck. She has her wings like this, and the baby duck and the baby ducks are coming under her wings, and she closes it more, and they're sitting under her wings. She is so sweet, and to watch the mama is also nice. You see her eyes slowly closing, opening, and are sleeping under her wings, relaxed and warm and safe. It's so beautiful.
This is very nice analogy. And what is devotee? Devotee is a person who wants to learn from everything, everyone. And this duck situation, with small ducks, remembers devotee. In the same manner, I have to take the shelter. Or I want to be independent. This is my choice. Should I stay with the shelter, or I want to make a shelter on myself by independent nature, independent activities? I want to be independent. So this is our choice. But this acharyas are giving us also explanation. If you really want to be independent, then you will be conditioned. We are striving for independence. And a result of this independence, that we are depend on material nature. We are becoming conditioned. And this is foolishness.
This is calculated.
This is calculated. I want to be independent, and the result of my independence, that I became prisoner.
The result will be opposite.
So this is because I'm not under the real shelter, and immediately I'm not in my normal real position. I am living in the prison, and I think that I'm free.
When Krishna becomes eager to see Radha, and all his endeavors fail, he takes shelter of Radha-kun. At that moment, he gets the audience of Radha. On the strength of the kun. In the same way, Radha also takes shelter of Shamakun and thus attains the company of Sri Krishna. Amazing lotus flowers, lilies, and kalara flowers are covering the sweet water of the kun, surrounded by buzzing bees that become intoxicated by their fragrance.
I just interrupt? How is that, my question, how is that we can learn from Krishna how to take shelter in Radha, and we can learn from Radha how to take the shelter in Krishna?
We have to learn from both of them. Because Krishna is taking the shelter of his love. And Radhika, she's taking shelter of Shanti because she wants to give that love. Her giving mood is her shelter.
Okay.
She is living to give. Love is existing. Only purpose of existence of love is always to give, not to take.
Shelter of love is giving.
Yes, shelter of love. To take the shelter of love, it means that we should learn how to give. This is shelter also. Shelter is seva. Seva means giving. And I'm taking chatrahi. Taking the shelter of my seva. Because through this seva, I'm expressing my love. I'm active. I'm serving my love. In that way, I'm existing. So, it means taking complete shelter.
それは完全に保護されているという状態になります。
セーバー セーバーというのは
この保護を受けているということです。ちょっと質問があります。愛というのは交換ですね。
And when someone wants to give me love,
誰かが私の愛をあげたい、私は取りたくない。
Then I stop the love flow. So sometimes I think to receive love, to take it.
で、時々私は愛を受け取りたい。
A way to love, because the other one wants to give me his love and he's happy when I receive and I am happy to see him. It's like you told the story with the innocent child who was drawing a picture which was not beautiful, but it draw this picture
with
full heart, and then the parents say, oh, thank you, I receive this love, this picture too. And I think this is an act of love also. How does this fits together? How can this work? When one side you say love is only giving, on the other hand side also I think love is to be open to receive love.
で、その愛を受け取るということに関してはどうなんでしょうか?
It should be on a spiritual level, not on material level.
On a material level, you can love me.
And I can say, yes, that's very nice, but I don't love you. As much as you love me.
This is normal.
Sometimes it can happen. You love me, I also love you. I love you, and you also love me.
But it can happen.
But this is materialistic vision, materialistic conception, and materialistic life. But in the spiritual sense, in the relationship with the devotee and his
ishtadeva,
this is all, there is always exchange of love, never interruption. Never doubts are coming. Because the doubts are result of material, not spiritual. Love is the exchange of flow between soul or devotee and his ishtadeva. It's no question, actually. This kind of doubts, fears, expectations, we can have here in material life, in materialistic existence. But in spiritual existence, spiritual relationship, there is no expectation. It's reciprocation.
and relation, loving relationship, simultaneously is going from one side to another. We know this short stories when Radhika is approaching to Krishna, and he is very eager to meet her. And in one moment when he sees her or hears the sound of her ankle bells, he becomes more sweeter and beautiful. Then she appears. Then when he sees her, he becomes even more beautiful. And when he is more beautiful, Radhika becomes more beautiful and more sweet. Because in this exchange of love, the sweetness, beauty, relishing of love is always increasing unlimitedly, unlimitedly, unlimitedly. And this is spiritual love. In materialistic love, I'm looking at you 20 hours, and after that, I want to be alone. It's enough. I need a distance for myself, for my independence. This is materialistic experiences and materialistic love. But in spiritual love, I cannot satisfy my desire. Never. I want, always want to be with you. This is spiritual. And it's also possible in spiritual relationship with spiritual body and Ishtadeva. In this case, so when Radhika meets Manjaris are blooming even more of their own sweetness and beauty. And when Radhika sees them, how they are blooming because they are in her association, she is more beautiful and more sweet. It's always increasing. That's the reason why it's said this is unlimited and bottomless. How would you say?
Yeah.
Bottomless. Ocean of loving exchange. There is no limit.
There is no deepness. No limit to the deepness.
No limit to the deepness. No limit to the all around. There is no banks. Shores. Yeah. So this is the, we should understand the difference between spiritual life, love, and material. And acharyas are trying to help us in this understanding. And they say material life is like an iron. And spiritual life is like gold. But there is a hope. If we put iron in the fire of love, then iron is starting to burn. And slowly, slowly that iron becomes same like a fire and start to melt. Because it's infused with the qualities of the fire, with the qualities. So conditioned soul like me needs that fire to become fire, to melt, to be infused with all qualities of the fire. I need to be infused with qualities of a loving fire, fire of love. And that is the reason why I need my beloved Ishtadeva. And I need someone who will put me in that fire and hold me. Jai Gurudev. Otherwise, I will run away. If some small spark just on my iron heart,
I will just run away. It's enough now running, jumping, monkey, mindfully jumping. Just being the fire. And you will feel the benefit of that loving, cooling fire. This fire is burning materialistic desires, but cooling the soul. Cooling fire. This is spiritual life.
Cooling fire and the umbrella who gave the rain.
The rain. Complete shelter. Cooling fire and umbrella which is giving the rain. And this fire is burning all impurities. All impurities. And the iron becomes actually like a gold, pure gold. And we should, it's not just the words, which just sounds nice, poetic, or something like that. We should now apply in our life. To practice this love. Be father to your beloved Ishtadev. Be mother of your beloved Ishtadev. Behave like a father. Behave like a father to every one of us. Take care of others. Be maid servant. Always serve the others. And in everyone, see your beloved Ishtadev. This is not philosophy. We don't need philosophy for this kind of kata. We don't even have to know to read. To write. It is said even foolish child by the mercy can understand this. Even foolish child. My Baba gave example. His kids are not foolish at all.
No.
Why they are not foolish? If they try to be like a grown-ups, they then become foolish. But they have natural, childish nature, their spontaneous expression of their love,
uncalculated,
without any hidden motives. I love you. That's it.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.